In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what the headline will be for Obama's next 100 days. And if you at home have a prediction for that, you can tweet it to us at twitter.com/waitwait. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Scott, taking a green step with Scott's Naturals bath tissues, towels, napkins, and flushable moist wipes at scottcommonsense.com/naturals. And to the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide on the web at fordfound.org. And CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Ali Lang. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Belarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the big story out of Obama's next 100 days in office? Paul Prevenza.
President asks for best 200 out of 300.
Amy Dickinson.
President Obama wishes former Vice President Biden all the best in his new career.
And Charlie Pierce.
On the occasion of President Obama's first 200 days, Vice President Joe Biden congratulates the president on a great first 300 days.
Well, if the second 100 days or anything like that, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Amy Dickinson, Paul Prevenza, and Charlie Pierce. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.